Welcome to the Lunchtime Podcast.
Hello, friends. Welcome to your Lunchtime Podcast. We're back. It's been a couple of days. A few days off and my co-host have also having a beer away, so we're back. It's our Friday edition of the Lunchtime Podcast, so those regular listeners that know how it goes know it's just the short one for today, so we won't stop in too much. We'll get onto the episode. Enjoy.
Out of gas called the Arabs.
I'm a pussy pirate, my name is Jack Sparrow. Take off my pants, she can see my flesh arrow.
Make sure to wax, use your mom's hair. You'll be amazed when I comb in your hair.
Pull up the anchor, cause we're leaving dry land. Get below deck with a tick in your hand. Anchors away, it's shiver me timbers. We like to fuck ladies with our 8-inch members.
Love me hookers who be a curvy. Ain't had lemons and limes so contracted the scurvy.
Drop the anchor, give that hoe a shout.
Cause I'm using my compass to find a nappy dugout.
That's a cheerful Friday song, isn't it?
Oh, isn't that much better than me?
Yeah.
Being in a mood.
Can we just listen to that all the time? Angry.
Oh.
Oh. That is beautiful.
Oh, Blue Eyes. Frankie Sinatra. How are we, buddy?
Good.
Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks.
After running away.
It's been a weird 2 weeks, hasn't it? You've been away, I've been away. Haven't really caught up.
Is this the first day? No, we had Monday. We had the start of the week. We had the start of the week together.
Mm.
But then it's been me away, you away.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Been how you going, isn't it?
Guess who's back? Black again. Not old Ron. Ginger Nuts.
No, definitely not me.
So the little boy got a broken foot.
Fractured.
Same thing.
It's a fracture.
A fracture technically is a break.
A little crack.
Well, don't we all have a little crack?
When you bend over, mate, it's not little.
Plumbers look at me and go, holy shit, that motherfucker needs no more gaps.
Glue that shit together.
Oh, man, what a lot. I was going to say, what a long week, but then I had to stop. I'm like, it actually has gone pretty quick.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, I think like,
the days I was away, they went really quick.
Yeah, they always do, man.
Oh, it's like one day, you know, because had a friend Jamie pop up for a bit, just on about 24 hours. He we recorded an episode that'll be sometime over the weekend that'll get released. Nice big long one for the people. For the bad motherfuckers that still listen. Oh!
New one.
We now have broken into the US market.
Who?
We have...
You can't tell me.
We have listeners from Detroit, Michigan.
I like Detroit. My favourite place.
I hate the Pistons. I hate the Tigers. I don't like any of their teams. But shout out to our listeners in Detroit.
They're the best.
You and the Canadians are a bunch of bad motherfuckers.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, go on. Pass this through to your friends, Mr. America.
Yeah.
Wherever you are in Detroit, having a listen, pass around to the homies.
How cool is that,
to the G's, to the gangbang. No, don't do the gangbangers. They might pop a cat.
Might be good, though.
They might not like the...
They might enjoy it.
Yeah, but they might not, and then they'll hunt the person down.
They would enjoy it.
Oh, Oh, those Aussie larrikins. Oh, crikey, mate.
So I just bought the wrong thing from the vending machine. I pushed the wrong button.
After I told you what ones to push and you...
Hey, you want one?
You got it wrong. Oh, barbecue shape. You know what? I have chewing on my mouth. I'd like some barbecue shapes. I will swallow said chewing now. Even though you probably shouldn't.
I just done it.
That's how fucking badass I am. I'm not getting up putting that shit in the bin. I'm tough.
Are you put under the table or something?
I put it on the inside of my sock. Use it for later.
Okay.
Right, you can't just be putting chewing gum, bubble gum out there.
Under the table.
It'll get back to nature. It'll kill a seagull. It'll choke a seagull.
It's gonna choke you now. For
nah.
6 years.
Nah. Nah. I'll be good.
You reckon?
Hmm.
Friday.
Barbecue tonight?
Oh yeah.
What are we throwing on?
Don't know. I've got a butcher of Savo. What should I get?
Oh no. What do you usually? You usually get you go clubbing seals. So last week you had seal meat. What rare animal are you after this week?
I'm thinking cow. Cow's pretty rare around here. They're getting very rare.
Something endangered. What do you? You'll go after some sort of parrot, no doubt.
Maybe ribeyes. I like my ribeyes.
You'll use your German Jew connections in South America.
Send me over their favourites.
Some parrot where there's probably only two left in the world and you'll fucking...
Oh, one of them?
You'll have one of them. Just to fuck everyone up.
I want the female, so I can't breed.
I was just going to say, you'll take the female if she's... And you'll eat the eggs that she's going to lay. You'll crack them as little mini fucking eggs on the side.
Imagine that, 20 eggs. That'd be pretty cool.
You ever had quail eggs?
No. Never had quail.
Neither have I, but...
It's a pain in the ass. It's full of freaking bones.
But I've been told it's really tasty.
I don't like chicken either. It's the same thing. Full of bones. Not that I don't like it. I don't really enjoy eating it.
There's a show on Netflix called Meat Eater. It's a hunter, Stephen Ranella.
Mm.
Him and a friend or, you know, someone will invite him out to a property and they'll go hunting. And because of his show, I now know you can eat beaver and not the good lady kind. The animal.
Don't want them.
You just can't eat the tail.
You don't want the animal. You want the lady type.
Because either way, you're going, damn. Oh, see what I did there? Fuck. What a joke. What a commit. Full of energy today.
I know, right?
Hey?
Must be the full moon.
That's the 7-Eleven coffee.
Yeah.
Finally kicking. Shout out 7-Eleven.
Just I don't go there anymore. Got my own machine.
I have one at home. I get dressed. Well, I have a shower. I get dressed. I get all my shit together. I leave. I go straight to the 7-Eleven and get another one.
Come on, Bob. You know what? I used to do that every day. Now they've changed people that in the morning. Don't like them.
Oh.
Don't like them. So fuck them.
So instead of Sanjay, it's Sanji.
Yeah, I don't like Sanji. I'd rather... I don't know. He's cool.
I thought you'd just send your butler down. Yeah, get it for you so you don't have to look at them.
He's still sleeping. He's got a big day ahead of him.
Have you got the Starbucks pods for the machine?
Mm, I do.
They're good, aren't
they?
They're
not bad. They're good. Bad.
Did you get the dark roast one?
It's purple.
I don't know what that one is.
Mm.
I know there's the one called Sumatra, and I know that's the dark roast.
I don't know the name.
That's the good one.
I just know the colours.
Orange is Columbia. That's a good one. But, what do you got for the weekend? You're sitting back watching Indy, no doubt.
Yep. The watching V8s. V8s on the Gold Coast.
Wasn't Bathurst just last weekend?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks ago. That's right. That's right.
That's
such a hard turnaround for him, isn't it?
I am. How quick is it?
If you damage a steering column.
Oh, man. Lose a tyre.
Oh, jeez. get a puncture.
Oh, man. That'll take you out for the rest of the year. So the wife's going out with her friends tomorrow. So I'm babysitting the little one. No, probably for most of the day.
She's taking the little boy with her.
No. He's staying home.
Well, that's sexist.
With his moon boob. That he loved.
That's sexist.
Yeah, you gotta do it. Keep him happy.
When's the last time you went out with your mates?
I don't think I have.
Well, you know they say happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
You know nothing. You know why nothing rhymes with happy husband? Because no one gives a fucking shit. No one gives a shit about the working married man.
I know. But that's life. The wife stays home, cooks and cleans. Husband earns the money for the wife to spend while the husband's out working.
What is it? Husband goes out and earns the bread or the bacon or whatever.
The
brings home the bacon. Not in this place, mate. We can't afford the bacon. We can bring home the luncheon.
Yeah, Devon.
Bring home the Devon.
No bacon around here, mate.
For our international listeners,
we don't get paid very much.
Devon, or what else do they call it? Luncheon. It's what you guys know as bologna. That's what bologna is, and it, I don't know about in America, but it's damn cheap here in Australia.
We'd rather bacon.
I'd rather bacon. Yeah. Rather bacon. Rather beaver meat. Not the animal.
And a rare chance to see one.
But man, what have we got this weekend?
Oh yeah, what are you doing? Got the kids?
Yes.
Take them to the Gold Coast.
But the daughter's not coming.
Oh, don't worry, take him. He'll love it.
She's at that age now. She doesn't like to
hang around with the parents.
Dads.
Nah.
Because I like to put the windows down and sing songs off the radio or put something through the Bluetooth.
That she won't like.
Just like
you can have the last one, mate. I got a cookie.
Oh, you got a cookie.
Mm.
I was just gonna say the eating kind, but they're sort of both are, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, it's fucking cracked. Look at this. I just got raped twice with the same machine.
This is bullshit. Actually, it's quite funny you're opening that because I get a lot of feedback
about rappers.
About Ron. Does Ron not get to eat at home? Because every time you do a podcast, he's eating all the time. Well, guess what? So am I. I just hide it a lot better.
You know what? I actually don't eat much at home.
He is the skinniest fat guy you've ever seen in your life.
I don't eat breakfast. This is baby my breakfast. I won't really eat anything until dinner.
Well, I had my traditional Friday breakfast, go to the 7-Eleven, get my coffee and get the little travel pizza. Delicious. So good.
I love Sunday breakfast. What do you do for a Sunday breakfast?
Coffee and a cigarette.
Is that it?
Sorry, two cigarettes.
And one coffee?
I throw a little bit on the side.
And one coffee?
Nah. Yes. See, sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'll smell something in the air, like, oh yeah, I'll just have some toasted pizza. Like, if the wife has something, she'll do herself up some toast or something like that. And very, very simple when it comes to food, except for this week. Shout out to HelloFresh, by the way. Supplying us with the goods.
Still doing it? Loving it?
Oh, last night I cooked up, I think, what's it called? Thai-inspired pork mince stir fry.
How'd it come out?
Amazing.
Wasn't inspired
by Thai? And I didn't taste very Thai at all. It just tasted like a stir fry. But it was a... You know me. I like steak as a steak. I don't like just like small chunks of steak unless they're in curries. Not in pies. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
No. They've got to be in pies.
Mince pies.
No.
But yeah, so this was pork mince. And it had something called keycap sauce. It had oyster sauce and it had soy sauce. Because I'm not a big fan of stir fries. Because again, to me, that's just like dried out meat thrown in vegetables. And I find with a lot of stir fries that you find the veggies are crunchy for some reason. But this one,
cook them all
it tells you to cook beans and carrots in a little bit of olive oil until they're really soft. Which is good for me because I'm not a fan of vegetables. Like, I'll eat them. Like, if I was to go around your place and you were serving up pumpkin, 9 times out of 10 I'd rather you fucking drag your balls across my face than me eat pumpkin.
Really?
But
what are you doing tonight?
I'm eating fucking pumpkin if you're making it. If someone makes it and it's on a plate, I'd begrudgingly, oh, this looks really good, you fucking scumbag. Get that fucking pumpkin. Mmm, delicious. I'm gonna fucking have your fucking cat raped. That's how much I hate pumpkin. I would rather
but you'll eat
break
it.
Someone out of jail and watch them rape a cat.
But you'll eat it.
But I'll eat it. Mm-hmm.
I tell you what my Sunday breakfast consists of, right? Get ready for it.
Fuck, here we go. This, we're going to add a few more animals to the endangered list here.
No, only one.
Elephants. They're already on the endangered list, buddy.
There's not many left, is there?
Just the trunk. You have elephant trunk sausage with elephant hindquarter bacon.
Yeah, no.
Wrapped up in polar bear fur.
Very Canadian. So our Canadian list is my logo. I do. Here's a little barbecue. Put pancakes, bacon, egg, sausage, mushrooms, maple syrup.
You lost me at mushrooms.
You don't like mushrooms?
There's only one mushroom that I'm interested in.
Yeah?
The hallucinogenic kind.
Maybe it is that one.
You wouldn't be coming in on a Monday morning like someone had just murdered your parents. You'd come in a bit more cheery. But you come in Garfield. Oh, I hate Mondays. Well, they had a little touch to Russell Crowe. Sound a little bit deep.
Really last that long? Magic mushroom last that long?
Nah. Yeah, oh, well, I don't know. I actually don't know. I've never done them. I want to. I'm very keen.
I'm not.
I watched a YouTube video of a guy that had never done it. Oh my god, it looks like the best time. He looked like he had a fucking blast.
Really?
Oh my god, damn, that's that's how I want to feel.
I don't know, I'm not into it.
No? Oh.
Each of their own.
Yeah.
What the fuck, this cocktail? It's supposed to have supercars on it, but it's got some rally shit. I don't want to watch this crap.
Are you on the right channel?
506. It says supercars.
What's it showing?
Rally. I'm not into this shit.
Is the rally live?
Who cares?
Supercars trackside. It might be the show. It might be just showing highlights of a rally. How do you know?
I've been watching the last 20 minutes.
Hang on, let's flick out. Pornhub. Man on man? Oh, that's interesting. I saw a gay porn once.
You're fucked.
I walked in the room.
By choice?
Saw this gay porn, and I tell you what, it was the most disgusting 35 minutes I've ever had in my life.
35 minutes? Not seconds.
Oh. What type of porn are you into? Is there a certain type of porn, or is it a case of like if you were just gonna knock one out, and you jump on Pornhub?
I'm not really into like a specific type.
Do you know what I don't enjoy anymore?
What?
Lesbian porn.
Really?
Nah, it's just not realistic. Amateur's the way to go, I reckon.
Is any of that realistic?
I want to see. I don't want to see fake dicks smashing pussy. I want that real.
Fake dick.
I want it to look like it's being shot through my iPhone.
Really?
That's what I want. I want that look. I don't want these high production faux lesbian scenes with the fake dicks smash each other and go, oh yeah, oh. It's like,
maybe you should email them and say, look, I'm a very loyal watcher.
But you know what I want to know about Pornhub?
Hmm.
Right, well, not so much Pornhub, but just the porn industry in general. I know for a fact that the other day, because I looked, I wanted to check my fact, there was 9.16 million pornographic films or little snippets on Pornhub.
9 million.
9 million. That you will never watch 9 million.
Why are you going through them all?
I've only gone through 9.1059. So I'm one away from all.
Yeah, but I reckon.
But you would never watch every video on Pornhub in your lifetime, right? Why the fuck does the porn industry still keep making videos? I don't get it. Like, someone makes... They're paying these girls to come in, suck fuck.
I don't know how it works.
Off you go.
Or does this random post... Like, the random people post, like, give them videos of what you've done. I don't know how it works.
Yeah. I want to get hold of her. I think her name's Ariel. Pornhub Ariel, I think her name is. She's like the social media, and she's awesome. You gotta see her on Twitter and shit like that. She just bags the shit out of people. She'll jump on celebrity scenes when there's a scandal, and she'll say, "Oh, why don't you try watching this if you need to relax?"
Okay.
Like, just, she's hilarious, and she's gorgeous, good looking girl. But I just wonder, like, who are they catering when they make porn now? Because there's 9 million plus free videos. And let's be honest, we all only need about anywhere between, you know, a minute to 10 minutes.
35 minutes, you do.
To watch one of these and get off. So, if you
might be picky people.
If you get off after 4 minutes, you pause it, you can come back later on or the next day and just pick up the same scene and go to the next part of the scene. Like,
yeah, it's a hell of a lot, isn't it?
I'd like to meet someone in the porn industry and just ask them questions.
Put it online.
That'd be good.
We gotta go.
I should invite Kiki Vitas. She's an Australian porn star. She lives down the Gold Coast.
Yeah, go email
her. I should hit her up on Twitter. Ahoy, would you come on my shitty little podcast?
I just want to ask a few questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, off we go.
But then again, the wife probably wouldn't be too thrilled if I went and sat alone in a room with a... with a porn star. Porn star. I think I could end up with the divorced.
You're having your girlfriend,
though. D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
We must go. TTG, time to go.
We probably shouldn't, but we might as well. So, thanks for joining me, Ron.
No, thank you.
And, thank you guys for listening.
I like this song.
We're out. Say bye, Ron.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was fun.
Well, that's it, guys. Another episode of the Lunchtime Podcast, Done and Dusted. Recorded, packed away, put on the shelf. Hope you enjoyed. Before I get into the usual stuff, just like to just give a shout out to some of our new listeners. We're a bit unconventional, but we're just an Aussie bloke and his mates doing a podcast. But I'd like to give a shout out to our new US listeners. Your Lunchtime Podcast has made it to the US. Our listeners from Detroit, thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed it, along with the guys in Canada and everywhere else in Australia where you're listening to it from. Remember, you can follow us on both Facebook and Instagram. You can send us messages there. It's Your Lunchtime Podcast on Facebook and on Instagram. You can get us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor, and just about everywhere where you can get your podcast from. Remember, with Anchor, you can leave us a voice message. And we want you to get involved on the show, so leave us a voice message and play it on the show and with any questions you have. And try and do our best to answer it, or, you know, give mine or our opinion and anything you've got to say. So, anyway, guys, hope you enjoyed the show. Big love to you. I'm out. Bye-bye. Folks used to say to me, "Slow down, Dewey. Don't walk so hard." And I used to tell them, "Life's a race, and
and I'm in it to win it. And I walk as damn hard as I please. How do I walk, boys? When I meet my maker on my dying day, gonna look him in the eye and by God I'll say, I gave my word and my word was good. I took it in the face and I walked as hard as I could.